1 Corinthians 10. Be my imitators, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you that in all things ye are mindful of me, and that as I have directed you, ye keep the directions. But I wish you to know that the Christ is the head of every man, but woman's head is the man, and the Christ's head, God. Every man praying or prophesying, having anything on his head, puts his head to shame. But every woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered puts her own head to shame, for it is one and the same as a shaved woman. For if a woman be not covered, let her hair also be cut off. But if it be shameful to a woman to have her hair cut off or to be shaved, let her be covered. For man indeed ought not to have his head covered, being God's image and glory, but woman is man's glory. For man is not of woman, but woman of man. For also man was not created for the sake of the woman, but the woman for the sake of the man. Therefore ought the woman to have authority on her head on account of the angels. However, neither is woman without man, nor man without woman in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, so also is the man by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman should pray to God uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that man, if he have long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But woman, if she have long hair, it is glory to her, for the long hair is given to her in lieu of a veil. But if anyone think to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor the assemblies of God. But in prescribing to you on this which I now enter on, I do not praise, namely, that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first, when you come together in assembly, I hear there exist divisions among you, and I partly give credit to it. For there must also be sects among you, that the approved may become manifest among you. When ye come therefore together into one place, it is not to eat the Lord's supper. For each one in eating takes his own supper before others, and one is hungry, and another drinks to excess. Have ye not then houses for eating and drinking? Or do you despise the assembly of God, and put to shame them who have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this point, I do not praise. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was delivered up, took bread, and having given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." In like manner also the cup, after having supped, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." For as often as ye shall eat this bread, and drink the cup, ye announce the death of the Lord until he come. So that whosoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty in respect of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and thus eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For the eater and drinker eats and drinks judgment to himself, not distinguishing the body. On this account many among you are weak and infirm, and a good many are fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, so were we not judged. But being judged, we are disciplined of the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So that, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone be hungry, let him eat at home, that ye may not come together for judgment. But the other things, whenever I come, I will set in order.